So how cool was it? Yeah, you because you know, because you even slowed down. You knew you scored. That had to be the coolest feeling.
That's one of them nights, man. One of them days, man. When no matter who was behind you, they weren't gonna catch it. It's like running for your life, man. Basically, that's how it was. Running for my life. This is my career. This is my life. You know, I got to score.
Is it fair to say, is that your career highlight so far? I mean, is that the greatest?
Definitely. Definitely. No doubt about it, man. That's one of the greatest. So far, that is the greatest play I ever had.
And it was big, too, because, I mean, they had just gotten back into the game, and you guys needed to do something to ice the game, and you pretty much put the game on ice.
We needed a big play at the time, and OC called it a great play. And, I mean, it was a great block by Brandon Marshall. If you just look at it, how he kept the guy outside so I could get right off his butt. Him and O-line made that play. You can believe it.
So as you're running, what's going through your mind?
I got to score. This might be my only chance I ever get, you know. Might be my only chance. The way Selvin be running, I got to score. Just to be able to have another opportunity to do it again.
You guys are in first place now. I mean, it's amazing. You guys are 5-5. You guys are in first place in the division.
I don't even worry about that. I play one day, one meeting at a time, man. It's gonna all work out right, man. As long as the guys come play like it did last week in Kansas City and come play like it did tonight, I don't have no worries.
But how important was this? I mean, you guys needed a big win. You needed an offensive out, but the offense has been kind of getting going a little bit. But now, offense showed something, and now this team's on a roll. You don't play a winning team the rest of the way.
It don't even matter. It's the NFL, you know. Every team's a winning team. You can lose any given Sunday or Monday or whenever, you know. You got to come prepare for every week. The same way. Got to come at these guys undefeated, like New England or somebody, you know.
100% about time you put somebody away when you had to.
It definitely was. I mean, we've been knew we can do it, but right now, I mean, today wouldn't have been a better day than Monday Night Football.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
You know, I was just thinking something on Thursday. You said, man, it might be my week. You told me coming off the field, and then.
I stay out to practice every day, and this might be the week for me.
Yeah.
I remember you all coming telling me that.
Yeah.
We was talking.
Yeah. Is it just, I mean, when you got that ball and you see that hole, how big did that hole look? When you look forward, did you see the end?
It was big enough to scare me.
Yeah,
I was kind of scared. I didn't know whether should I hit this? Is it a trick? What's going on? You know, and I just went with my gut and hit it and kept it moving.
Talk about making the most of an opportunity. I guess you did that tonight.
That's like I said, it might be the only chance I ever get. You know, the way those guys were running the ball. I mean, of course I'm gonna do my best to contribute on special teams, but in the offensive scheme, I don't really get many chances, and for me to be able to make a big run like that type was huge for me.
How much do big plays give a jolt to a team? I think there were 4 touchdowns, 40 yards or more.
Yeah, I mean, that let us know that we can do it. We can do it. We've been knew we can do it, but it's the difference between knowing you can do it and doing it, you know, and we came out tonight and we did it.
I'm sure you guys wanted to touch the ball more on offense, but at least you were efficient, right?
I play special teams. I play punt, you know. And the whole first half, was it? The first half, I didn't even get to go out.
First quarter, you guys touched the ball for like 3 minutes.
And we drove the ball every time. We drove the ball. You know, we had a great run by Glenn to keep us off the field. I mean, everything just worked out good.
How different is the vibe in this locker room as opposed to 2.5 weeks ago?
I mean, coming in with 2 wins under your belt, you know, instead of 2 losses. So it's a big vibe. Everybody seems a little more jolly, a little happier. We're going to come back tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow's our day off, but offense, you know, we got to come back and look at our mistakes. You know, we made a lot of mistakes tonight. We just got to pick it up for next week.
National TV, Andre Hall, certainly impressed everybody in the country. Pretty good to do it in front of all your friends and family, huh?
Yeah, that couldn't have been a better time.
How does it feel to be in first place?
Yeah, I mean, just gotta go next week. You could be down. You could be in last place next week. So you don't get too high on the first place thing.
Did you have any family here for the holiday? Or?
Yes, I did. I had 4 friends that played high school ball with me. Came in for the holidays, and I mean, it's great to put one in while they're here.
So they're all crashing at your apartment now? Or?
They tear me down, man. They tear my refrigerator up, man. Yeah.
A sense of a little bit of heaviness going into that drive before you got the 62-yard. I mean, you guys seemed to have the game in control, 27-10, had the fumble, and there was a 3-and-out, and they cut it to 7. You guys take the field, and you had a successful day offensively, but it was kind of a must-score almost drive there.
Basically, it was. Every drive is a must-score. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just take a drive like, all right, we up. Let's just take it easy, you know. You can't do that. I mean, every drive is a must-score.
But did you sense it on that one that was particularly important, that you guys get some points to?
No, I really didn't. important. Every drive is important. Every drive is important.
What'd you see on that play?
I seen a hole. I seen a hole and hit it, man. All I remember seeing is Brandon Marshall coming and kicking this guy out. And that's all I needed to see.
You guys proved, you and Glenn Martinez kind of proved it. Anybody, anytime.
Denver Broncos been proved that. Anybody, anytime, you know. Look at all the great ones that came through, you know. Our whole backfield is free agents besides Travis. Paul Smith was a late rounder. Cecil, free agent. Mike Bell, a free agent. Selvin Young, free agent. I'm a free agent. I mean, anytime, you know. They're going to give you a chance over here, you know. And, I mean, the free agents, it seemed like they're the most hungry. They're hungry.
What did it look like today to you, yourself, a couple of your teammates, open field, running for touchdowns? I mean, that's something we've seen a lot of this year.
I had fun. Me personally, I just had fun today, man. I mean, right now the best feeling, but out there it seemed like it was a little more energy. There's a lot of energy out there, you know, and it was fun.
You know, you have Selvin Young's a little banged up. Travis, you don't know what's going to happen. Are you kind of preparing yourself for maybe an extended role next year?
I mean, Coach trying to win it happen all the way. You know, I mean, every week he prepares to just in case Selvin go down, just in case Travis not playing, just in case I won't make it or anybody. I'm sure he has a plan.
You thought about the fact that next week at Chicago, where you were last summer?
You know I have. You know I have. I just want to hit Devin Hester, man. Yeah. That's all I want to hit. When I was over there, that's what I roomed with, you know. Mm-hmm. We was good friends, you know. I'm going to call him to say a little thing or two, yeah. You know. Let's hope he don't pop a big one on us. Yeah. I'm sure he won't.
Yeah. Andrew, I'm sure you talked about it already, but did your eyes just light up when you saw that hole?
Yeah, did they? Of course they did, man. I mean, it was like practice, you know how they set the plays up for the hole to open up, and that's what it did. Exactly what it did. The offensive line watched everybody down, and Brandon kicked this guy, and there's a hole up for me.
How surprised were you to see that hole, like, going against this defense?
I mean, Titans are pretty good team, you know, and to have a hole like that, you got to take advantage of, you know, and I was pretty surprised. Pretty surprised.
Thanks. It was a year ago, you got here and Damian had a big night against San Diego in prime time. Yeah. You think about him?
When he played against San Diego, he had a big night coming off practice squad. Yeah. I mean, jumping right into again, active and playing. I remember that like it was yesterday. Yeah. Actually, it was like 10 days. Mm-hmm. A year and 10 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I got me a nice one today, you know. Gotta have more. Yeah.
What are you going to do with the football?
Give it to my mom. She called me, and she always asked me when I'm going to get a football. She got this one.
Andre, you were talking right before that you missed a block. What was that on?
Safety blitz.
Yeah, it was a safety blitz. I mean, and it was killing me, you know.
Okay.
Because I know I have the C to D gap, and I missed a major block, and it had me down. I missed a big block, man. And now, you know, I'm still hurting off that one. I can't lie to you. And I had to redeem myself, you know. So I told myself, whatever I got to do, man, I'm going to give it all I got. You know, I screwed up one play. Can't do it again, man. With a hole like that, and if I hadn't broke it,
What block sprung you? What block sprung you on the 62-yard?
Brandon Marshall.
I mean, how about initially?
It was the Brandon Marshall. I mean, the way Brandon Marshall kicked him out, I mean, the offensive line, you know, did a great job of washing down. Right. But the way he kicked the guy, it opened it up for him.
You only had to beat one guy, basically. It was the safety coming
up. Did a guy have a chance? I was trying to think.
He dove.
Full 21.
Yeah. There's a guy that dove, and then.
Yeah, it's a blur to me.
Yeah.
It's a blur to me. I don't notice it. I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
All I know, all I got to do is get in the end zone.
When was your last touchdown?
Arizona. Game, I had some preseason.
Yeah, but I mean, regular season.
This is my first year playing.
But I mean, back in South Florida?
Ah, yeah.
When was the last one in college?
It was against West Virginia. West Virginia.
Your senior year?
My senior year in college. Yeah.
And last year, you sort of bounced around, didn't you? You started out at Tampa.
At Tampa, went to Chicago, and trained for seven, eight weeks, and went on tour. That's what it felt like, going from team to team. And and then Denver called me and invited me to come to practice squad. And I was more than happy.
I stepped in late. I'm sure you've answered this question, but Monday night, how does it feel just to have a run like that? That must be special.
I'm just waiting to go get these phone calls. I know my brother and my family gonna call, and I just waiting on that. I can't wait to talk to my mom, tell her what I got for her.
Where's she? Where's your mom?
She's in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. She's at the house.
Great town.
You know, come up these two-game winning streak. How confident is going on the road for a key game against Chicago?
You gotta take it like it's every week. I mean, of course you feel a little better, got a little swagger going, but you gotta stay hungry and you gotta really want it. Gotta really want it.
You left the field for a couple of plays there in the fourth quarter. What happened? Did you tweak something?
Yeah, just a little tweak, nothing serious. Just a little wrist injury, okay. Nothing serious.
Is it hurting you right now?
Nah, okay. Everything's good.